When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Side Hustle School. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in today. This is Chris Guillefeaux, your host. Today we're going to hear from a listener in San Jose. She's been around for a while. She is a longtime fan. Thanks so much. Really appreciate our longtime listeners. And she's looking for a way to build a side hustle that can stand the test of time. Okay, I love this. Let's talk less about trends, less about what's hot this week, maybe a little bit less about AI, because everybody's tired of hearing about that. I mean, I know it's important, but let's not talk about AI all the time. I feel like a solid 30% of news articles these days are all about AI. So let's talk about something else. She's looking for advice on how to future-proof her venture and stay ahead of the curve, make something sustainable. Let's do that. Let's make it profitable and sustainable. Let's delve into some strategies to build a side hustle with enduring appeal. That's what we're all about here. I want to help some listeners this year. Really want to help you make your side hustle or help you grow your side hustle if you already have one. So Priya's question's coming right up. I'm always playing catch up. Shout out to our sponsor, then we'll hear from her.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. It's Priya from San Jose. I've been a fan since your first book and always look forward to your daily nuggets of wisdom. I'm tired of always playing catch up with trends and want to create a side hustle that's future-proof. How can I stay ahead of the curve and build something with longevity?
Priya, it's great to hear your enthusiasm for making something lasting. I love the phrase future-proof. And here's how you can build a side hustle that's not just a flash in the pan. Well, first and foremost, just keep in mind, you can only focus on so many things. You know, a few days ago, we had a question from another listener who was like, how do I hustle when the world is hard? And there I just suggested, think about what you can do right now. Think about what's in front of you. Think about the immediate thing you can do. And maybe also I should have said as well, like close down some of the inputs in your life. You don't have to read the news all the time. You can still be informed without scrolling all the time on news websites or on social media. So when it comes to your side hustle, like don't try to do everything. Don't try to do every strategy because it's not going to be effective. Don't try to be on every network. Don't try to keep up with all forms of communication. You can only focus on so many things. So when you're trying to make something sustainable, focus on what is evergreen. Focus on a need that has been there for a long time, a need that's going to be there in the future. Within every industry, there are evergreen needs or evergreen niches, as you prefer. So I always want to look to that. I always want to look to those things as opposed to something that just is around for a little while and you can make money with it. Like, we have some of those stories sometimes, and that's fun. But ultimately, I think most of us want a more sustainable business. So adaptability is key. Take the example of bookstores that started offering virtual book readings during the pandemic, and also how bookstores have competed against Amazon and other big online retailers. They have focused more on events. They have started reading groups. They have offered classes, other things, right? Just trying to communicate in a different way. I also encourage you to invest in some continuous learning, you know, just like you're doing now, listen to the podcast. That's great. You know, 10 minutes a day, maybe read some books as well. That'll help you kind of stay ahead of the curve without getting sidetracked by trends. I think it's possible to do both things, to remain relevant, to future-proof your business without getting distracted by shiny objects, which, hey, I've been there. Like, I get it. I understand the danger. I understand the allure as well as the danger of such things. But this year, my wish for so many of our listeners is that you create something that is lasting. It's going to make your life better. You're going to be able to look back at the end of the year and say, I'm glad I put in the time. I'm glad I put in the time to work on this project. And if we can do anything on our end to help you, we're definitely going to do that. I'm doing lots more writing online, writing and sharing online. I appreciate all of our listeners who have checked that out as well on different social platforms. I'll say more about that as we go. But of course, the podcast continues every single day. New episode tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.